5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let go.
Level up. Level up, 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 level up.
Welcome to Level Up with Dani. I'm your host, Dani Stockham. It's episode 7. It's 2025. How are we doing so far? Here's the biggest problem with wellness journeys, people. Whether you're on day 1 or day 856, talking about myself, There are always going to be glitches, mishaps, hiccups, and absolute pitfalls that derail your progress and put you back to minute one of day one. But that's okay. No, seriously, shit happens. You only have to start over if your derailment lasts longer than 1 month. That's a rule I just made up for everyone. I personally have not been doing great in 2025. I got sidelined by a sickness that had me exercising only 3 times in the first 14 days of this new year. But that's life. And I still haven't picked my masogi yet either. But I do have an idea. We'll talk about that later. All the sick time only gave me time for TV. No deep thoughts. So on the last show, I told everyone that tomorrow, January 15th, is that right?
I think it...
17th.
Yeah.
January 17th is Quitter's Day. And no one's quitting. That's the agreement we made. So just let tomorrow pass. Don't think about quitting. Today's show is special. I want to welcome my second ever in-studio guest, my neighbor from across the street, my friend, Donna Johnson. Welcome to the show, Donna.
Thank you, Dani. I am so excited to be here. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little nervous. This is a live show. This isn't a podcast, so a little scary. But I will apologize in advance because I do sometimes go off script. And I do sometimes swear a little, so you could kick me under the table if you need to. I heard you swear, so that was good.
There's only a few approved swear words on community radio.
SH one of them?
Yeah, that's one of them.
All right, I thought you said that, so
yeah, you're good.
I'm good. Oh my gosh. So anyway, very exciting. I've also had like 10 cups of coffee today, so I don't know. I don't know if it's the full moon. I heard all the planets are aligned or something. That's a big thing, and I'm not all that woo-woo.
There's a lot of cosmic energy out there right now.
There is. That's what I hear. And, you know, I think more likely, though, it's probably because I'm a middle-aged woman, and apparently it's a rule, if you're a middle age woman, that you can't sleep more than a 2-hour stretch at any given time.
Facts.
Right?
Facts.
I know. It's like, I thought it would be really funny if they put one of those like wildlife cameras over my bed, because you could see how many times I roll around and like pull the covers off and then put them back on. And I mean, it would probably be pretty humorous, actually.
But I'm sure there's a lot of activity with things being thrown about.
That's about it, girl.
Yep. When you're hot, you're hot. Alone,
right? Anyway, another funny side note, though, is that you were actually a huge inspiration for me when I thought about starting this blog, because I remember back in the day that you were blogging before blogging was even a thing.
Yes, I was.
It was very cool. And so all of you that listen, I'm sure there's lots of people that listen that have known Dani a long time, and you know what I'm talking about. And it is one of those things that I always thought was so cool, because you were the person that was willing to be vulnerable. You'd say the things that most of us were thinking, but we were too afraid to say. And I love that. So I guess you're kind of like the OG.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which in teen speak, you know, that's like the bomb.
Top level stuff.
You made it, girl.
Yes,
you made it.
That's me. Take a bow. They used to call me a keyboard cowboy because, you know, you're behind the keyboard just spilling all your business out
all
there.
All the things.
It wasn't always so popular.
Yeah.
So before we get started on this show, there's a few rules to go over. Just kidding. It's community radio. There's no rules. The only rule is have fun. There's no mistakes in radio.
Okay.
Even though it's live, you know, I can
give me time, girl.
I can just mute you if anything crazy happens.
It probably wouldn't be the first time, but we'll leave that alone.
So anyways, we lived across the street from each other for over a decade, watched each other mother our children. You moved away first, and then shortly after we moved. But really, we've never lived more than 3 miles away from each other, which is so bizarre. So bizarre. Our families endured the 2017 wildfires. We both lost everything. And now my two girls are grown women, and your little kids are seniors and juniors in high school.
So hard to believe.
I can't even imagine. And they dwarf me by at least a foot, each of them, so tall. The short family can't be across the street from a tall family anymore. But time, it's just a wicked thief.
It is.
But that's not all that's changed for you since we both left the comfort of our Raycrest Court cul-de-sac, is it?
No, hardly. In a lot of ways, my life is really different. I mean, it doesn't resemble a lot of what it did back in the Raycrest days. I mean, there's so many changes, many of which I went into fully kicking and screaming, as we know. And probably the biggest one has been my divorce after a very, very long-term marriage. And, you know, nothing like a good divorce to, you know, shake you to your core. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I'm laughing, because it's really not funny. Funny, not funny.
Yes.
You kind of said, time is a wicked thief, and, you know, try divorce, I guess.
Yeah.
So definitely changes you on a deep level. And I know we're going to get to that, so yes. I don't want to get ahead of myself.
Yeah.
So I'll go back to Raycrest.
Okay.
Gosh, I mean, it's like a lifetime ago, and I guess it was in a lot of ways. It's crazy to remember the little kids and, you know, all their little picnics on the front lawn.
Yes.
And riding around in the little golf cart and the cul-de-sac. And my favorite memory of that time is how your girls used to come over to the house to see the kids. And one of the first questions they inevitably asked me was what I was making for dinner.
Yes, they're still obsessed with dinner.
Yes, dinner's a good thing. And then they get on the phone and call you, and they'd ask you what you were making for dinner. And then we knew where they'd be, you know, where they'd be eating dinner that night. That was
right.
The big deciding
And
factor.
I'm like, put Donna on the phone. Are you sure that you're feeding my two girls again?
I loved it. They were lifesavers. Are you kidding me? But it was fun times. And, you know, you look back and it seems like life was so much simpler then. But really, was it? I mean, if you really think back, I think we look back on the past with rose-colored glasses.
For sure. That's how we want to remember things. We romanticize it. So.
Yeah. And that's okay.
I mean, I think it helps us with things that are hard in our current life. We think about, oh, the glory days.
Right,
you know, there's
right.
Lots of songs written about that.
Yes, there are.
But I wanted to backtrack just a little bit, because what triggered me to invite you on the show in the beginning was when you started your new project, which mm-hmm. we're going to go in depth on that. I read, I think it was one of your first blog entries, and you said something which was so simple but so profound about how you're playing on the same team or acting in the same movie, but he had a different script. And I think for so many women and some men, that kind of life where you're going along, headed towards common goals, common destination, and all of a sudden the freaking train derails. So what do you do? Well, there's a variety of things that women do, but what you did was acknowledge how completely terrible this was. You stood in it, based on what you wrote. Who knows, maybe you wallowed in it, I don't know, but you felt the feelings, and then you said, wait a minute, I'm still me. I'm still going to have the same goals and desires and dreams, and no one gets to take those. The only way that you lose them is if you give them up, and you didn't do that. And that's really heavy. I'm paraphrasing, of course, but we all want to hear like the process of that
process.
Whole time.
You know, yeah, I mean, my life definitely changed overnight. I mean, literally overnight. And, you know, everything I knew, or everything at least I thought I knew, it was wrong. It wasn't accurate. And that's really jarring. You describe it as a train derailment.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of liken it a little more to Chernobyl. I mean, it was like a total implosion of the core. And it's really hard to come out of that one without a lot of damage.
Yeah.
And so to actually answer your actual question, I don't really know that I had a process per se. In fact, I'm pretty confident I didn't have a process. But I can tell you that I did have a goal. And my goal was, I mean, it was as simple as make it out alive and make sure that my kids sustained the least amount of damage possible. That's really all I could do at that time. And I think I had to think about it when you had asked me about that when we were talking before. And I think the closest thing that I had to a process was to document everything. Literally write it all down. I remember, I mean, everybody has the note section in their phone.
Yes.
Right. And so I literally opened that note section, which, by the way, up to that point, contained a couple of dumb recipes that I had never made and some joke or something. I don't know, but it like, I didn't use that. But I opened that and I just started writing.
Yeah.
I remember I mean, and I'm talking one time I was sitting in the middle of BFE, Texas, and like pouring rain, sitting in my car, just writing anything, any thought that came to my mind, you know, just everything and anything and everything, if you will, because that was really the only way I could process and the only way I could make sense of a situation that, frankly, in a lot of ways
made no sense.
Yeah, it was nonsensical.
Yeah.
And so that was what I did. And, you know, thinking back on my first blog post, I think as time has passed, I think we all are given the gift of distance. Mm-hmm. And in turn, that provides perspective, right? And so I realized in that, I kind of thought back on there, you know, that old adage, it's that, you know, you see what you want to see.
Yeah.
Right. And I really believe that's very true. I mean, you create this image in your mind, and I think in your heart too, right? Of what you want life to be like, what the people around you are like, what your future is going to be like. And when those things aren't necessarily what they really are, it creates cognitive dissonance.
Yeah.
And your beliefs, your thoughts, your attitudes, everything you use to make decisions about your life doesn't align with reality. It's really hard to reconcile that. And so it shakes you to your core. And, you know, hence Chernobyl.
Yeah.
That's where I got Chernobyl, right?
That's a great analogy. And that, I mean, no one could get away from the visual concept of that. So
right.
That's pretty
right.
Illustrative.
And it's how I felt. And I think, you know, going back to that whole thought of just sort of, you know, you see what you want to see. I think sometimes you even gaslight yourself into believing what you want to believe.
Whew. Okay. I'm going to have to take a break. That's a lot. So we're going to play a song. It's by Skylar Grey. It's called Love the Way You Lie. I actually know this girl. And it's kind of shocking that I'm playing one of her songs. My family's going to be surprised too. But
it's a good song, though.
It's a really good song. So we're going to listen to that.
Of our story, the future seemed so bright. Then the saint turned out so evil. I don't know why I'm still surprised. Even angels have their wicked schemes. But you'll always be my hero, even though you've lost your mind. Just gonna stand there and watch me burn. Well, that's alright, because I like the way it hurts. Just gonna stand there and hear me cry. Well, that's alright. There's gravel in our voices, and glasses shattered from the fight. In this tug of war, you always win, even when I'm right. 'Cause you feed me fables from your head with violence and empty.
I see in the notes on this song that it was written by Alex da Kid, Eminem, and Skylar Grey. So she was instrumental in the beginning of this, because Donna's a big Eminem fan. I found out when we were trying to pick out music.
You only got one shot, one opportunity. Just saying.
Okay. So I just want to go back on one of the things you said earlier, which is the note section in your phone.
Yeah.
I live in that section. Mine's so full. I have to go through it all the time. I have like 800 notes in there. I'm constantly throwing in show ideas, blog post ideas. I have a few recipes too that I've never made. But I live for that. And I do voice to text in there a lot. So like when I write things down for the show, I have to transcribe it. But yeah, I mean, that can be a real lifesaver. Did you ever go back and reread all the stuff?
Absolutely. And it's helpful.
Yeah.
Just to, if nothing else, it helps you to sort of validate, okay, you know, it gives you perspective, but it also helps you validate, no, you know, I'm not always crazy.
Yeah. Well, that's very important. I mean, I think what you went through is like a woman's biggest fear. And we always think we have like the best advice for our friends, or, oh my gosh, they're going through this and we're here like with all the little tidbits of info. But I couldn't imagine being in it, and everything you thought you would do, or everything you told everyone else they should do.
Right.
Like how far off that is from the actual script you're following.
Absolutely.
So whatever you feel comfortable sharing about your journey, I mean, I just think it's so helpful for people to hear.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I guess that song was as good of a segment as any, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to even know where to begin. As we already mentioned, the short answer is that I went through, obviously, a pretty brutal divorce after, you know, we were together 23 years. So that's a pretty long term.
Sure.
And I think you can kind of guess by the direction of our conversation that I wasn't really a guest at the planning meeting of the future of the marriage. So, you know, it was a lot. And I mean, it was all the things. It was gut-wrenching, terrifying, identity-stripping, humiliating, heartbreaking. It was everything. And as difficult as it's been, I've tried really hard to stay on the high road. And it's not always easy. I mean, for what it's worth, the high road isn't always the scenic route, right? I mean, it can suck sometimes. I think that's an okay word. Yeah, suck.
Yeah, for sure.
Because it really can suck. And, you know, there's detours and construction and traffic and our word is shitload, right? A shitload of potholes. But it's the right road to take. And so I'm going to stay on that road. I'm not going to take a detour, even though the detour is kind of where, you know, you get to maybe see some of the exciting stuff. I'm going to stay there. And hey, by the way, side note, I love analogies. If you can't tell.
Okay.
Kind of throw them everywhere. If you read my blog, you'll see a lot of analogies.
I'm here for it.
Yeah. Yeah. But the long answer is, honestly, it's really the more interesting part. You know, it's I survived. And I am not kidding you when I say that there are times, or there was a time certainly, where I really didn't know if I would survive it. I'm not kidding. I've heard you kind of talk about your tribe, and I've heard you talk about that before. And in a time like this, you really find out who your tribe is. And interestingly enough, some of the people that you kind of thought were always going to be in your tribe, they're always going to be your people, they're just not cut out for it. Yeah. And that's okay. You know, and then there's other people. There's people that you would have never anticipated would be there or rise to the occasion, or people you never even knew. People that if it weren't for this situation or whatever, you would have never met, your paths would have never crossed. And in a way, that's really cool too. Yeah. And, you know, I have a friend actually who I met through this process that, again, I would have not met otherwise. And we call each other our silver lining friends. And it's really cool. It's as awful as all of this is, I have to say there really have been some pretty amazing silver linings. And I'm so, so grateful for those.
Wow, that's encouraging.
Yeah. Yeah, and it should be. I want it to be encouraging because we can do hard things. I mean, I know I have a sticker at home that says that, so apparently it's the truth. But no, I mean, really, we can. And yes. You mentioned, this is not part of what we were talking about before, but you had talked about, you know, what would you do if you were in this situation? You have all this advice and all these things. And I think one thing I learned as a friend, and what I've tried to kind of incorporate in my own life now, is just be there.
Yeah.
Be present. There's a lot of speak right now, and I've seen this referenced a lot, especially in reference to the fires in LA, of a lot of this positive this toxic positivity.
Yes.
It's okay to be positive. Don't get me wrong. I'm not advocating negative Nelly or anything, but there's also this line of like, it's okay to be positive and want people to help people to get to where they need to be. But you also, I think we have to be careful that as human beings, we aren't trying to make people positive for our own comfort.
Right. You got to make space for whatever they're going through without bombarding them with all the platitudes and you're going to get through it and you're strong and you know, this is just a fork in the road or whatever, all those positive things that people say.
Yep.
Really as their own personal defense mechanism, because what they're seeing is so hard.
Yeah. And it's not fun.
Yeah.
It's hard. And it's scary because let's face it, we're all a stone's throw, right, from anything. And so sometimes it's scary. And I reference sometimes people you thought would always be in your tribe. And again, it's okay. But sometimes it's just they can't go there because they're afraid.
Yeah.
And that's okay, too. But it's a really interesting thing. And it's something that I'm trying to incorporate for myself, for the people around me, because it's not easy to sometimes bite your tongue and just let them.
Yeah.
Let them feel. Let them be. It's okay to not always be sunshine, roses, and puppy dogs.
100%. Yeah.
That's a favorite 100% saying of mine for some reason. I don't even know where I got that, by the way. I think I made it up.
It sounds really old-fashioned. Like, you know, maybe you got it from
I come
like
up
a,
with some teasies. I don't know where I get
them. Some old nursery rhyme or something.
I don't know where I get them. So anyway, I mean, I think that, you know, a lot of people say, well, how did you get through and who's really through? Like, we're all just, you know, trying to get through and trying to whatever it is. And, you know, I've had some really scary things happen in my life. I know we've all had things. I mean, I am not special and I'm certainly not alone in that. And, you know, I think having experienced some really significant loss, you kind of get a different perspective. I mean, I really did think that losing our home and being, you know, involved, losing everything you've ever owned and, you know, and a lot of your identity tied to it in the Tubbs fire was really going to be a pretty hard one to top.
Yeah.
And I was wrong. I mean, I can tell you that I've never felt the level of fear and despair and all of that. Certainly that I experienced in this. And even when your world falls apart, kids still need to be fed.
Yes.
They'll still need to be paid. Life goes on with or without you.
And you had to jump on the high road right away because you are a mother.
You do. You do. And, you know, I wrote a blog post actually specifically about fear. Mm-hmm. And I actually called it Fear is a 4-letter word. And it's not even my favorite one that starts with an F. And that, yeah, you know me, yes. You know that's a really legitimate statement. But it really was about fears that we face as women in midlife. It wasn't specific to divorce or anything like that. But I did mention a little bit about how I was kind of in a catatonic state at the beginning of all of this. I didn't recognize myself. Yeah. I was scared of myself. I didn't know what to do. And one of the most amazing pieces of advice that I got from one of my closest friends, and it's a man, by the way, he said to me, and I'm going to paraphrase because I don't have it exactly, but he said to me, I know you feel like you're in the darkest tunnel that you've ever been in. You can't even see your hand in front of your face, but you have to get up. You have to reach out. Just put your hand on the wall. Just reach out for the wall next to you and use it to support yourself and just slowly put one foot in front of the other. Keep moving forward. I know it's hard to believe, but there's a light. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. You have to trust it's there. If you stay where you are, you're never going to reach it. It's not going to come to you. Eventually, you're going to see a little sliver and it's going to grow stronger and then it's going to get brighter. Keep moving forward. Please don't stop. And I get teary when I talk about it. I mean, and if he does listen to this, he's going to know exactly who he is. And
yeah.
And I still think about this advice often. I think about it all the time. And I've shared it with others. And unfortunately, there's always others.
Yeah.
And not just in this situation, but again, we all have tough things. And so, you know, honestly, that's partially how Laugh Lines and Life Goals was born. It was my notes section. My notes section gets a big shout out here. But I really, it was out of a need to not only just process my own stuff, but as I was processing and I was meeting all of these other people, and, you know, I learned that there's so many other women and people in general. It's not just women, by the way. I mean, I keep saying women, but it's more than it's all of us that need to do the same. And it doesn't, you know, it's we all have our stuff.
Yes.
We're all on a journey. And it's so much better to take the trip with friends, right? So right? Kind of another analogy there.
Yes.
You know, I love me my analogies. So
not on par with Misery Loves Company, but kind of
a Misery Loves Company, but hopefully it's not all misery, yeah. Right? You know, I really, really want Laugh Lines and Life Goals to be a community. It's definitely an evolving thing. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, I started out with one concept, it's kind of evolving into another, but ultimately, no matter what it ends up being, I really want it to be a place where we can acknowledge that life can be hard and change can be hard and starting over can be hard and damn, even trying to figure out what to cook for dinner can be hard. But we'll get out those recipes that we've never used, right?
Yeah.
But that's okay. And even if we're living our plan B, that's okay too. You just have to do it with a sense of humor and I don't know. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
It makes so much sense. And I think I've already said this, but the high road, that's the tougher road. And it's a choice. And at the end of the day, this is the father of your children. And our job is to honor that no matter what.
Yes.
The thing about the silver lining friends, that is going to resonate with so many people. Because I can think of like three examples right now of friends of mine that have been in the depths of despair.
Mm-hmm.
And they have created these relationships from that, which they were strangers or acquaintances.
Yeah.
And now those are deep, abiding friendships.
Yeah.
And I love calling that silver lining friends. I'm going to use that. I'm
please
stealing
do.
That.
Please do.
Yes.
I'm happy to share.
Okay, good.
Unless you want to say you stole it.
No, we're all part of the community.
Okay.
So, you know, I'll just say I got it from a really cool.
Sometimes it's fun to say that. So it's all good.
Laugh lines and life goals.
There you go.
Okay, so we're going to do a little radio business. So we're going to read some underwriters and some sponsors. And I'm going to have Donna read one just because the reading is the thing.
Yes.
So I don't need to read these. They're all pre-recorded and available for me to play, but I love reading them. I love feeling like a connection to these businesses and And I'm trying to get some sponsors right now, some new sponsorships. And I went to some friends of mine that have businesses. And I'm like, I'm going to read about your business on the radio. And it just means so much to me. So I'm going to go first. And I have the California Bluegrass Association. So Cal's Radio thanks the California Bluegrass Association for their ongoing support. The association has been dedicated to the preservation of bluegrass, gospel, and old-time music since 1975, sponsoring concerts and music camps throughout California. For more information, they can be reached at 310-207-5114 or on their website, which is CBAWeb.org. So that's interesting. California Bluegrass Association, CBAWeb.org. Sounds complicated, but I'll put it on my social media in case anybody wants to hook up with the California Bluegrass Association. Okay, Donna, you're up.
All right. The Community Seed Exchange is an all-volunteer group of local gardeners and seed savers. They maintain a thriving seed garden and a community seed library located on the grounds of St. Stephen's Church in Sebastopol. The seed library provides Sonoma County gardeners with free, locally grown, open, pollinated, pesticide-free, and GMO-free seeds, mostly grown in the seed garden on site. The varieties that are grown annually are curated by a group of very experienced gardeners. They look for open pollinated varieties, well adapted to this region, that are productive, have high nutritional value, and are of special interest. To volunteer with this unique group of gardeners, visit www.communityseedexchange.org/contact. I got the important part. Sorry. Yes. It's a really cool organization.
No, I know. I find out about so many cool things.
I know. I'm all, hey, I kind of like this. I'm checking you guys out.
Yeah. All right. So on my last show, I called out my brother-in-law and my trainer, Larry, for taking potty breaks whenever I play music. So I found a solution to the problem. I didn't know it was a problem, but now I do. So I got my brother-in-law to give me a song that to play that he loves. And he was like, I don't have a favorite song. And I was like, yes, you do. So it took him about 2 weeks and he came up with a song. Ironically, the song he chose ties in so beautifully with today's show. So Anthony, don't leave. I'm going to play your song, Could You Be Loved by Bob Marley and the Wailers. I got it queued up here.
Don't go anywhere, Anthony.
Could you be loved?
So if you know my brother-in-law, Anthony, you might be thinking, interesting that he would choose that song. I thought the same thing, but it's such a great song and it's got such a vibe to it that I love that he loves that song. So Donna, I want you to really talk about your laugh lines and life goals. I want you to talk about the website and all the things, because the people that are listening, I would say 99% of them follow me on social media, so we can get you some more.
Awesome.
Some more members.
Yeah, definitely. And like I said, it's evolved a lot. So Laugh Lines and Life Goals, initially I started it as a blog, a forum for women in midlife who are going through transition, whatever that might be. It could be a divorce, but it could be an empty nest. It could be just, career changes, life changes, physical changes. We just talked about the fact that, can we sleep longer than 2 hours, in a spell, if you will. So, it started as that, but it's really evolved into a lot more. And I have a lot of people that follow, and it seems to resonate with a larger audience, which I think is super cool. But obviously I've got a website, so it is www.laughlinesandlifegoals.com. I mean, it is right what it says. And that's where all my blog posts are. I, have a variety of different kinds of blog posts too. So it's a lot of things, lifestyle sorts of things, or just topics like we were talking about today. And there's, I kind of like shopping. So there is stuff about, shopping and things like that. I love me a sale. So I'm kind of infamous for it. So I always try to look for good sales and good things.
And I see that in your videos that you post on Instagram, like linking items, like around Christmas, you had all these great things for teenagers and stuff like that. So, and these are just curated by you.
Yeah. There's nothing for it. It's more, honestly, I mean, good, bad, or indifferent. I'm cheap, man. I love a sale. And so, I like to let people know about that. People joke about it too, because people say, oh my gosh, I love your dress, or I love whatever. And that's my joke. It's always like Amazon, it's like $20. No. Everything's like $20 for me.
The story of my life. And people are like, no, it's not. Yes, it is. Amazon and Target.
So I do that. But really it's, so that's where it started. And then from there, of course, I created, I do have a Facebook account, which I don't use as much, but most of it's on Instagram.
Yeah.
So my handle is just at Laugh Lines and Life Goals. So it's where, and I also have done a lot of content creation, which is so funny. Like anybody that knows me is like, who and what are you doing? But I love it. It's so fun. Like I just have fun doing these like little parodies on life and what it's like to parent teenagers.
Yes.
Just funny things like that.
I've been in the world and people have said, oh my gosh, did you see Donna's video? And I was like, of course I did. But, people are like, she's funny. Yeah.
I love it.
Because maybe they saw you only in a professional environment or only like, pick up and drop off at school. You don't really get.
Right.
And this is really showing your personality and, your likes and dislikes. And you had I think it was a blog posting about travel. It was kind of like a travel log when you went on a trip.
Yeah, so I'm trying to do some of that as well. And I am going to incorporate more of that because I love travel. Travel has always been a passion of mine. And so what I also wanted to do is incorporate, and I do have a section on my website where I call it solo travel, but it's S-O-U-L-O. So it doesn't necessarily it's travel that feeds the soul. It doesn't have to mean alone, but it can be alone.
Right.
And that's okay too. I find that I am alone sometimes, especially when I'm traveling for, a sports related thing and, my daughter's otherwise engaged and I'm doing things on my own or whatever. But it's, so I did, I've only done a couple of them, but I have more to get up. And in that too, I'm trying to just give suggestions of things that, that resonated with me, places that I think people would enjoy. It's not, I'm not like this experienced travel blogger and I'm not trying to be. I'm just trying to be somebody who's just a regular person that, enjoys this. And hey, here's some thoughts and ideas.
No, the personal part of it is that's the draw.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to read Fodor's or however you say that book, you can do that.
I say that actually, yeah.
But I mean, this is your personal touch. That's what we're going to the site for. So
I'm
I really want all my listeners to go check it out. And again, it will be linked on my social medias as well.
Thank you.
So a lot to come on that site. So get ready, people. I'm going to read again from my favorite book, Be Here Now. And the reading I chose for today is called The School of Life, which, not ironically, is perfect for today's topic. So let me grab the book and do a little reading. I'm not even going to put my glasses on. I'm just going to wing it. Life is a learning experience. When we look at life as such, we release the need to know things or to be right all the time, instead softening into a journey of discovery in which we are open, humble, and flexible. We are able to take ourselves less seriously, laugh more freely, feel more comfortable to ask questions, and seek help when needed. We also find great joy in self-reflection, accountability, and personal growth. If we choose to embrace our learning in the school of life, we can observe ourselves compassionately and without judgment, seeing that when we know better, we do better. Moments in which we could have chosen differently present themselves to us as lessons, and areas of our lives in which we wish to see positive change presenting to us in the form of discomfort, stress, or strain call very clearly for our love, time, and care. We begin to see a benevolent inner intelligence that always wishes to help us on our way, and we realize that the only prerequisite for advancing on our course is willingness. We are never too early or too late for class, as the school of life is timeless. Its magical door is always open.
That's very cool.
I know. That's a good one.
Give yourself and others grace.
Oh, amen. 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 So after the last show, 2 weeks ago, I did a little video, which I call The Show After the Show. And I was talking about Barbara O'Neill and her book, Sustain Me, which is no longer available. I don't know why she got pulled, but I found one on eBay. And she has a chapter in the book on autoimmune diseases. And one line in the chapter was just like, ugh, a dagger. It says, the body was not designed to attack itself. Something triggers this response. Genetics may be a factor, although, and this is the good part, while we believe genetics loads the gun, lifestyle pulls the trigger.
Wow.
So 15-year-old me, burdened perhaps with a damaged genetic componentry, was also equally burdened with chaotic, traumatic, toxic lifestyle. So I didn't stand a chance. Rheumatoid arthritis was like, where is that girl? Oh, there she is. Let me get her.
Right.
So that's your autoimmune story for the day. As I was saying, I put a bunch of stuff in my notes and I saw this little tasty tidbit. It says, no matter your age, you will always wish you started younger. But today is the youngest you'll ever be.
Yeah. I put a post up. I don't know if you saw it on it. I don't know, a couple of weeks back. And it, because I'd seen a quote similar that said something like, 90-year-old you will wish that you, that they could do everything that 50-year-old you is doing today.
Yes.
Something like that. I'm paraphrasing. But it was so cool. And I had to like put it up because.
Yeah. Because today is the youngest you'll ever be.
Take advantage of it.
I mean, that's heavy. So here's my advice. Let's continue to level up. Level up our fitness, our mental health, our relationships, and our goals. The formula has already been written. First, it's an intention, then a behavior, then a habit, then a practice, then second nature, and then it is simply who you are. So who do you want to be? As mothers, we have the added burden / privilege of showing our sons and daughters not just who we are, but who they can be. And that's no small feat. We have to raise each other up constantly. We're on the same team. Women supporting women, mothers supporting mothers, neighbors supporting neighbors, friends supporting friends. Build your tribe that I always talk about so that if, God forbid, the bottom falls out, you have your system in place to step in, to step up, to hold you, to push you, to cheer for you. Our poor kids are looking to strangers on the internet to do this for them if they're not getting it from us. Even if they are getting it from us, they're still influenced by strangers on the internet. I have a habit of saying here on the radio that I don't have any answers, and I really don't. But I believe that in the questioning, the answers are going to surface. So, the last show I did was about pain. And everyone who listened to my archive show was like, we never got to hear the song.
You ran out of time or something, right?
When they archive the show, it's like very precise. So it's like the minute you start and the minute you end. So the song is called Broken. It's by Seether. I don't know, is that how you say it? Seether, S-E-E-T-H-E-R.
I don't know. I didn't know this song.
Yeah, I've never heard of the band. And it features Amy Lee. So I'm going to play that song, and then we're going to come back to Donna's choice for her musical.
Get ready for it.
Her musical song for today.
Danny nicked some of my ones, so.
We had a rousing conversation about what songs we're going to play and found out a lot about each other's musical tastes.
Yeah, what did you call it? You said you're a little... Tell me the little quote you said about we found out that you're a little Swiftie or
I'm like a Swiftie with a side of Springsteen, and she's like Headbangers Ball with a side of rap. So
there you have it. I like that.
Yeah.
I might steal that one, my friend.
Yeah. And we're, 10 years apart, so it actually makes sense because, I was the 80s, and I think Taylor Swift, a lot of her songs are very pop, like from the 80s, and you're really the 90s.
Yeah.
And that was all the heavy and rap. Okay, here's Seether, Broken.
I'm not afraid to die.
Okay, so everyone got to hear Broken. That was Broken.
And it's a great song.
Donna thinks that Amy, well, she knows.
I'm 99.9999% sure that's the gal from Evanescence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which
beautiful
is,
voice.
Is another favorite of Donna's. She sent me a bunch of songs that she wanted to play, and I vetoed all of them because I didn't know most of them. I listened to every single one of them, and I was like, So
killing me. But she got here anyway.
She got here anyways. Yeah. So I'm going to skip some stuff because we only have 8 minutes left. And I can do the other things that I was going to do on my next show. But my next show is Thursday, January 30th. And my guest will be my youngest daughter, Leah. She's going to talk about her personal wellness journey and how she learned to maintain her wellness while working as a private flight attendant and traveling around the world. So that's going to be on January 30th.
I'm not going to lie. She's kind of my idol.
She's a lot of people's idols. Some days she's my idol. Some days she's not. Speaking of idols, at this point in the show, I usually play my favorite song, I'm Gonna Love You, by Cody Johnson and Carrie Underwood, but not today. I have beef with Carrie Underwood. If you know, you know. And she's on blackout until American Idol season 23 starts, which is March 9th. So we're not going to hear that song. We're going to end the show with Donna's Choice because it's such a good song. And ironically, the song she chose is by Christina Aguilera, which you would think that would totally be in my playlist because I'm such a pop princess. I have never heard this song.
You've never heard this song?
No, and I've played it like 20 times since you chose it. Yeah. I was like, now it's like, you know, in my playlist.
Oh, nice. Yes. Made the playlist.
Yes. So, Donna, I really want to thank you for your openness, your honesty, your vulnerability, and your incredible strength.
Thank you.
We never know what we're capable of until we have to be capable. And I'm proud to call you my friend. I know that you're on my tribe, and I'm on yours.
Thank you.
So emotional.
And now we're going to go a total different direction.
No, now we're going to go the opposite of emotional and listen to her song, which is Fighter by Christina Aguilera. But Donna, anything you want to say in closing? Just
thank you. And it's all a journey, and we have to, you know, keep going, everybody. If, you know, we all get to the point in life, we all have experiences in life, and just keep moving.
Yeah. I mean, loss is loss, whether it's a marriage or a loved one or a partner or a friend, loss is loss. And, you know, how you get through that, you know, by yourself or with your tribe, hopefully with your tribe, is going to be, you know, that's going to be your testimony. That's your story. And you really had a powerful story and a powerful journey. And I think it's going to inspire people.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's get some
Christina Aguilera.
Let's do Fighter by Christina Aguilera.
After all you put me through, you think I despise you, but in the end, I wanna thank you, cause you made me that much stronger.
When I thought I knew you, I'm thinking